You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., Happy New Year. Happy 2018. How are you doing?
Hi, Danny. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. T.R., are you the kind of person who makes resolutions, or do you just go with the flow?
I always say every New Year that I'm going to read more in 2000 and whatever. That's my New Year's resolution every year, is to read more.
Read more books, read more newspapers, what?
Read more books.
Read more books. All right. So do you have a list of books that you're going to be reading this year that you can share with us, or no?
The first book on my list is one I've been trying to read for 30 years, and I haven't finished it, but I'm going to finish it now, and that's The Once and Future King.
Okay. All right. I'm going to check back in with you and make sure that you're fulfilling this resolution, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. So enough with your resolutions, which are important, but also important are the Rangers. So if you could make one resolution for them in 2018, what would it be?
Well, if I only had to pick one, I'd say throw more strikes. I mean, that's what everybody's resolution for this team is quit walking so many batters and throw the ball over the plate. And obviously everybody else has a second resolution, is that to draw more walks and strike out less on offense. I mean, those are the two big things that everybody is talking about with the Rangers, is they need to cut down the walks on the pitching side, and they need to cut down the strikeouts on the hitting side.
Okay, I like that resolution. That's pretty good. I haven't gotten one that specific yet, so I like that. So, TR, you wrote about five questions that the Rangers need to answer in 2018. You wrote about rotation validity, health, closer questions, overlooked impact players. So besides throwing more strikes, which wasn't really on here, which is great, which question is top priority for you?
Well, Danny, I think if you talk to anybody who follows the Rangers, they're still wondering about this starting rotation. I mean, they've got Cole Hamels and Martin Perez leading off, and they've added Doug Fister, Matt Moore, and Mike Minor. And we all know there's a lot of question marks with this rotation. Fister did not have a great season last year. Matt Moore did not have a great season last year. Minor was fabulous, but he was as a reliever. He hasn't started in 3 years. You know, the big thing is, there's two big questions that everybody's wondering about. Number one is, are they going to sign Yu Darvish? And so far, all signs point to no, but, you know, Darvish is still unemployed, so until he signs, everybody's going to at least have it in the back of their mind. And the second big question is, they need a lot more pitching depth. So I think what you're definitely going to see, regardless of what they do with Darvish or not, is you're going to see, you know, two or three or more guys sign as a on the minor league contract, guys who, you know, have had success in the big leagues in previous years and, you know, have fallen by the wayside, whether it's by injury, poor performance, age, whatever. But there are a lot of those guys out there, and I think the Rangers are going to probably have to sign two or three of them. And who knows? You know, you might see them take a chance on somebody like a Jake Peavy or somebody like that. I mean, this is a club that likes to do that and has done that on occasion in the past. I think you'll see, basically, you'll see some interesting free agent signings as far as a starting pitcher here come the next 6 weeks. You know, whether it's Darvish or somebody who's totally off the grid, you know, I'm not sure, but they definitely need more starting pitching depth.
Okay, and I liked your point also of overlooked impact players, because oftentimes there are guys on the team who aren't the most outspoken or the most flashy, but they are important to winning those however many games it takes you to get into the postseason. So I liked that point a lot. You also had a mailbag recently, TR, and this is fun. This is for fans to submit questions to you. People who are watching the team closely usually have pretty in-depth questions, and you had a fan ask about bargain pitching and a lack of interest in winning now, and I loved your response. You cleared up the winning now portion, explaining that obviously they're trying to do that. But what about the part of the starter? And you just kind of mentioned that a little bit, but, you know, Yu Darvish, Jake Arrieta, Jake Peavy, you know, there are still a ton of names on the market. What can you say to Rangers fans who are wondering why, you know, the Rangers are going after bargain pitching?
Well, Danny, one of the things is I think you got to look at it from this standpoint. I think the Rangers took a right approach from the beginning is they came into this offseason with three holes in their starting rotation, and those holes were not going to be filled from within. So they had to go out and get three guys. And they moved aggressively early, and they got three guys, Doug Pfister, Matt Moore, and Mike Minor. So now they have a full rotation. Now they can be creative. You know, maybe they go after Darvish. Maybe they go after somebody like Jake Peavy. Maybe they just go after some lower guys that, you know, like they did with A.J. Griffin and Jeremy Guthrie. But at least they have a rotation that they can work off. They have a base. And now instead of trying to plug holes, now they're just trying to upgrade or find a way to make it even better. So I think the first step this offseason, as I said, they had to buy in bulk. We knew that. They had to go out and get three guys. And until you get three guys, I mean, you could have gone out and signed, you know, Sandy Koufax, and that's great, but you still have two holes in the rotation. So What they've done is they filled the rotation. That was the first half of the offseason. Now I think they're going to look for ways to maybe upgrade it, whether, you know, maybe a guy like Darvish's price comes down, or Jake Arrieta or Alex Cobb or somebody like that. Maybe their price comes down to where the Rangers can afford them or something like that, or they find a couple of gems hidden somewhere. Who knows? But at least they have the rotation filled at this point.
Okay. All right. So everyone should just, you know, quit pushing the panic button and relax. What about the Rangers World Series drought, TR? Is this the year they break their drought?
I mean, the wise money says no. They're not ready yet. They still have a lot of work to do in the pitching department. Look, the Rangers can make the playoffs this year or postseason this year simply because they could have a great offense. I mean, if Joey Gallo and Nomar Mazara really take off, which I think they will, and Delino DeShields, you put them in there with Beltre and Chu and Andrus and those guys, and I think you can really have a dynamic lineup that scores 850 to 900 runs. I mean, that's not too far-fetched if everybody stays healthy. But I think to be a great team and win a World Series, you know, you need to have, you know, the kind of starting pitching and the kind of pitching staff that, you know, you've seen in the past with the Royals, obviously, and the Indians and the Cubs and, you know, even the Astros last year. And, you know, that pitching staff can still be built during the season. You know, maybe a young kid like Jose Leclerc steps up, or, you know, maybe they make a trade in July or even in June. You know, you can still build a team as the season goes along. But right now, you know, even with a potential of having a great offense, there's still a lot of work left to be done.
All right. Well, you know that. GM John Daniels knows that as well. But what's interesting to me is that he's come out and said that he's not necessarily willing to give up the team's top prospects to add to this current team. He's being cautious with depleting the farm system. The farm systems are obviously very important to teams. It's important to show growth in that way. So what's the answer to getting top talent if he's not willing to give up top prospects?
Well, right now, I think, you know, you're not those top players. Like you look at the Astros getting Justin Verlander. They got him on August 31st last year. I mean, those guys really aren't available right now. You know, everybody talks about Matt Harvey being a guy, but he's a one-year rental, and then he's going to be a free agent, and who knows where he is after, you know, he slipped the last couple of years. But, you know, you're not going to get Madison Bumgarner or those guys. I mean, you know, if you want to spend some money and go get Jake Arrieta, or you want to go get Yu Darvish, that's fine. But really, Danny, the bottom line with the Rangers is they have to get back to developing their own pitching. They have to get back to bringing their own prospects along and having some impact pitchers come up from the minor leagues. When they went to the World Series, they had guys like young pitchers like Derek Holland, Alexia Gondo, and Matt Harrison come up from the farm system, and they ended up being impact players. And, you know, C.J. Wilson was their own homegrown talent. So if you look at that team, yeah, they did trade for Cliff Lee 1 year, but most of that rotation was something that they built themselves from their farm system, and that's what they're going to have to do again to get back to that level.
All right, well, I'll quit pounding you with questions about the rotation, TR. And hopefully, maybe the next time we talk, the Rangers will have added someone to the roster. But we'll wait and see. And if you need more of your Rangers fix, you can go to Rangers.com and read all of TR's incredible work. But that's going to do it for us this week, TR. Does that sound good for you?
Thank you, Danny.
Again, if you want to go to Rangers.com, this is it for MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman, and we will talk to you next week.